What's up, guys? Before we get started, I just want to apologize for the way that Marie and I sound in this episode. Both of us had just gotten over colds, and we've been plowing through these Kevin James films, trying to get them done before she had to leave for China for a year. So we were dragging. So good news, we got all the episodes done. Bad news, we don't sound the best in this episode. But I do have more good news, and that's that the podcast will continue, and for season 3 of the podcast, we will be focusing on Rob Schneider in Rob Schneider, Could You Not? Now, as stated before, Marie is gone, but with her blessing, we have a new co-host on the show. His name is Caleb George. He is a writer slash comedian slash improviser here in Chicago. Him and I were on a Herald team at IO Theater together called Apollo. He's a super funny guy. He listened to the podcast before. I knew he was a fan. I trust his opinion on movies. I trust his opinion on a lot of things, actually. So I'm very excited for you guys to hear him, and I'm excited for season 3. But let's get back. This is the end of season 2 and the end of Kevin James. For now, enjoy.
Pie. It just fills the cracks of the heart.
Welcome to Kevin James Never Start, a complete retrospective of all Kevin James movies.
Safety never takes a holiday.
Past, present, and unfortunately future. I'm Robert Bacon, and with me, as always, is my co-host,
Marie Maloney.
This week, we look at True Memoirs of an International Assassin, released on Netflix November 11th, 2016. Marie, have you seen this?
I have not.
Ooh.
Purposely did not.
Yep. I purposely have not seen it as well. I'm very excited. Just so you guys know, Kevin James voiced Frank in Hotel Transylvania 2. That's not a big role, and we don't really consider it a Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
And then he was also in a smaller role in a drama called Little Boy that maybe we'll address like in the future after we do other stuff. We'll see. We'll see. If you've seen that movie and you think it is something that counts as a Kevin James film, how would you be able to get a hold of us, Marie?
You can call us at 405-418-NARD. That's 405-418-6273. You can email us at adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com. We always read your stuff on the podcast. So if you're looking for fame... Get on over here.
Here we are.
You can also message us on Twitter at Sandler Please PLS Stop, and look us up on Facebook.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah, everybody knows how Facebook works. We don't need to explain that to you.
Plot synopsis: after a publisher changes a writer's debut novel about a deadly assassin from fiction to nonfiction, the author finds himself thrust into the world of his lead character and must take on the role of his character for his own survival.
Oh boy.
Is this a million little pieces? Is that kind of what it is?
You know what I'm talking about?
Where that was like...
Yeah, where he's like, this was true.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
And it's not true, yeah.
And it was made like years after that joke.
Yeah, this is like a long time after that.
God. Facts about this movie: it cost $40 million to make. It made? No idea. It's Netflix. So, whatever.
Yeah.
Countless amount of money for them. This movie is a remake of the 1973 French version of the title.
What?
Yeah.
This...
You guys, oh my God, Marie's
what?
Face. Marie's face just fell off. She had to put her face back on.
What?
Pick up your jaw.
This is a remake of a French film.
And I didn't tell you, but Marie, we're going to watch the 1973 French version first, and then we'll watch this one.
Oh my God. I'm sure the French version is great, and this is going to be shit.
It might be flipped. You don't know.
Oh my God.
Zut
alors.
Format, if this is the movie that you just decided to jump in on, we watch the movie together, stopping at every 30 minutes to discuss it so far. Each of us has one stop card that we could use to pause the movie before that 30 minutes is up. Sorry, each of us has one plop card.
Plop card.
In case there's something that we absolutely need to talk about. We used it for the very first time last week in Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Let's see.
Part of me just wants to give that distinguished title to Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
We'll see.
Okay.
Let's see how much Happy Madison Productions can bastardize a French film.
Yes. Let's go.
Well, we're a half hour in.
Ugh.
It's kind of boring.
Ugh.
It's a little bit of a slog.
I wish it was boring. Boring's a feeling. This gives me no feelings. It's a slog and a half.
Yeah.
And they even mention that
So I just looked up. So we already know, like, mistaken identity. He isn't really an assassin, but.
Oh, the reason why they think he's an assassin is because he knows what only the ghost would know.
Right.
So that tells us that his friend who told him that story is the ghost.
Yeah.
And woo, so like if you haven't figured that one out,
right,
you're an idiot.
Like, duh, you dumb shit.
So now we know it's just going to follow that thing. And
we know his friend's going to save him because he's going to figure out that they, you know. Also, in this world, do these people not understand the concept of time? So like if a young man 20 years ago was lost in a helicopter crash or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, do you not understand that he would be in his 50s?
Yeah.
Like, late 50s, like 60s now?
Yeah. No, Kevin James works.
Yeah, no, it's Kevin James. Like,
it's
the
Kevin
ghost
James.
Is totally Kevin James.
Kevin James.
That's just absurd.
It is so stupid. The movie is, it's not entertaining stupid. It's a stupid where it feels like it's insulting you. The jokes are directed at you.
It's stupid, and it's also, like, so much money has been thrown at it from Netflix's, like, perspective.
Yeah.
Like, it's high production value, but it's not doing anything with its money.
And the shots that they do, oh, man. The helicopter crash that they show twice, video games have way better graphics than that. Oh, Mary Cheese even jumped up right now, and she's rubbing on the microphones.
They are doing some, like, Stranger Than Fiction-esque type stuff.
Yes. Oh, my God. Stranger Than Fiction is so good,
We've talked about it before on the podcast. Stranger Than Fiction is incredible. And this movie isn't. All I have to say about
that. If for some reason you just skipped to this episode or just Kevin James stuff, if you've never seen Stranger Than Fiction, go watch
that.
Even if
you're
not a Will Ferrell fan, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's really
fun,
great.
And he's not even being funny. He's just being real.
He is funny,
just
because he
is. Yeah, because he is who he is.
So in a serious thing, you feel sad, but at the same time, you have that little tinge of him being funny. Anyway, this is awful. You want to watch 30 more minutes?
Yeah, let's keep going.
Okay.
Just leaned his head against the microphone.
This movie is so bad.
Nothing even like where's our black banana? We need a black banana in this.
That is what I will say every time I watch any movie from here on out. I'm waiting for black banana.
Where's the black banana?
It would make any movie better. Marie, this one, it feels like it's taking away happiness from me.
Yeah.
It feels like it's pulling emotion from me instead of giving me emotion, which every other movie has done.
It's also purposely crazy confusing.
Yes. And my one note that I wrote down was Rob Riggle and that other guy were 100% added after they had filmed everything else in
They're
the movie.
They're like CIA agents basically spying on every move.
Who have godlike powers.
Yeah, like basically have a camera in every orifice of the country.
Yep. Any tiny, you're at some weird place on the street. Got ya.
Yeah, we can see ya.
Yeah, we know everything. We control everything. Nobody can stop us. But the reason why they have that much power, Marie, is because clearly they shot the entire film. They got done. They had screeners for it. And then everyone's complaint was, I had no idea what was going on. So then they wrote these characters.
Yeah.
Who are there, who have all-seeing eyes.
To kind of, like, clarify.
Yeah, because then every time it cuts to them, it's just them reiterating what they've already, like, what the characters have already said.
Hey,
all
right, like,
so here are the four guys.
Oh, El Toro hired the ghost to kill Massevich, and Massevich hired the ghost to kill the president.
And now the president is on a thing, and then this happens. There's like, it's weaving within itself.
Right.
So that is 100% there. That's why they have to go talk to the guy before, because people are like, who is this guy? He came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So they shot that scene. and with
like,
him.
It is followable. It's just like, it's just dumb.
It's so dumb. It's I follow the film logic, but it defies normal logic.
Right.
I feel like this was the same problems with the do-over. I feel like I'm watching the do-over again.
Yes.
Except for with zero gags.
Yeah, with zero gags. And like even the do-over had like random shit in there where we were like, wait, what the hell?
Yeah.
That doesn't even have, this film doesn't even have that going for it.
Yeah, at least in the do-over, there was two girls who flashed their boobs and then David Spade showed his wiener and then the girls laughed. So then Adam Sandler shot at their boat with a flare gun.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
This doesn't even have that.
This doesn't have that. It's just like Kevin James being kidnapped and moved around and falling in love with the most beautiful woman in the world.
The do-over had mouth job on a finger.
Yes.
This doesn't even have that.
Yeah. I'm ready to watch more.
Yeah, let's just finish this. All right, let's finish. Nice job getting through that movie, Bacon, but now I have to kill you.
No, not again. Oh, Marie, nice job double-crossing me, but now I have to kill you.
What?
Yeah.
Mayor McCheese, nice job walking around the apartment, but now I have to kill you.
Oh, no. I is Mayor McCheese.
Mayor McCheese just...
Mayor McCheese.
McCheese just murdered both of us.
You guys, this movie...
That's all this movie was.
This movie is... felt like a Saturday Night Live parody of,
right.
of a film. Of like, well, this is happening. Well, I guess now this is happening.
Gun oh, you killed the side. Original bad guy. Good job. Now I have to kill you, though.
Yeah. Oh, now that you've been exposed as the head person, I need to expose you. And it just goes on forever. And every time there's a fake twist... You're like, so contrived, so stupid.
And then there's two more twists, and you're like, why?
Characters are doing things that don't make sense then if they've had that motive.
So the actual ghost was the Jewish man in the pool hall, first of all.
Which we called.
Which we knew.
We called.
Yeah, called it from the top. Bacon's so done with this. He's just walking away.
I'm done.
He just walked away.
I'm done. Is there anything else you want to talk about, Marie?
No, there's nothing. There's literally nothing to talk about.
Cool. This is it. We're fucking ranking this one. Marie, where are you going to put this dumb film in your rankings?
I feel like at least Grown Ups 2 made me angry. Your face leaning against this the second time. Oh, an important debate we had, because this movie is so bad, is that... So a lot of times in movies, bad guys don't have eyebrows. Like the Russian bad guy in this movie doesn't have eyebrows. And then Bacon argued that he doesn't have eyebrows.
I don't have eyebrows.
Yes, you do. You have hair.
I don't.
You have hair
you
there.
You can't see this guy. It's flesh-colored hair, though.
It doesn't matter. You still have hair. No, this guy has no hair. Where his eyebrow... How does that guy sweat? It's just immediately going in his eyeball.
Right in his eyeball.
Just direct hit in his eyeball.
That's why he had two different colored eyes, because one just kept bleached.
No, that's from the other
movie. That's from the other one?
It's from Paul Blart.
Oh my God, this movie put me in a time warp. Murray, where are you putting this dumb piece of shit?
Oh God. I'm going to say it's worse than Grilled.
It's worse than Grilled?
Yeah, I think so.
Worse than Meatbags? Wow, it took us to the last film to get to your worst, huh?
Memoirs of Ass. Is what I wrote.
Wow. Oh, wow. All right. So here is Marie's, technically, for right now, final rankings, because there's no more movies that he's doing. I think there's one in production, so we are going to have to do another one. So don't unsubscribe, you guys. From worst to first, all of Kevin James's films are Memoirs of a True Assassin. Ass.
Memoirs of... An international ass.
All right, cool. Grilled, Grown Ups 2, Zookeeper, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, grown-ups, Here Comes the Boom, Paul Blart Mall Cop, The Dilemma, Hitch, Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, The Most Blarting, and Barnyard.
Yep.
Wow. If anybody in any of these movies made this movie, they should never be allowed to make a movie again. And Kevin James has been able to make all of these.
Yeah.
You guys, it's my last. I hated it. I'd rather watch Grilled twice than watch this once.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
It's really bad.
Oh, but did we talk about the one good thing, the music?
Oh my God, the music was great.
You guys, oh my God, we forgot about the music.
Covers of like 80 songs in Espanol.
Yes. And they're so good.
And they're great.
So, and especially for us, considering that we hear all these songs because we've watched every Adam Sandler film, but to be able to hear them in Spanish,
They're so good.
Awesome.
They're really great covers.
Which you guys have been hearing, that's the songs I've been using through between the when we go to watch the movie or not. A lot of people ask me, like, why are you using those songs? Those are the songs from the movies, you idiots.
Okay, you don't need to call our audience
idiots. You're fucking idiots. Goddamn idiots.
Okay, so Bacon's rankings from worst to first are true memoirs of an ass, Grilled or Meat Guys, Here Comes the Boom, Grown Ups 2, Zookeeper, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, Paul Blart, Mall Cop, Hitch, The Dilemma, Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, More Blart, and finally Barnyard.
Those top two are so good. Oh my God, you guys. Those top two are so good. That's it. Marie, we don't know what we're going to have out next week. It might be a recap. It might be us watching an episode of
King of Queens,
or Kevin Can Wait. It might be that. It might be something else. We're not exactly sure.
Yeah.
We don't know if we have time because Marie has to go. And if we have time to record another whole episode, we will. If not, I'll figure it out.
Yep.
Stay tuned, though. We are not done with this channel.
Yeah. If this is my last episode while I'm in the States.
Oh, she's crying. Oh, no. She started to cry. Oh, no.
I'm not crying.
It's really hit her hard.
I just want to say this has been okay. Got him.
Oh, that hurt my feelings. All my feelings.
No, these movies have truly been horrendous. But watching them has been okay. Barnyard was a delight.
So good.
Right, Paul Blart 2.
Boof.
Black Banana.
Boof. Woof. Wolf of Wall Street. Oh, Black Banana, Pea Sponge, Old Man Nick.
Yeah.
These are things that'll always be with me. These men. These are things that'll always be with me from now on. Oh, my God.
These men that we've just watched, Adam Sandler and Kevin James, are fathers. They're rich. And they're terrible.
And they're terrible people.
But hey, we're having Bacon's making his eyebrow crawl across the microphone. That's so bizarre. Oh my God. But anyway, this has really been something.
Should Kevin James ever start?
I wish we never started. I guess it's nice if someone's like, man, I miss Marie. You can at least listen to
these men
while I'm on the other side of Earth and think, hey, she was a fun gal.
You guys, my brain is mush. My brain is mush. These movies are just so... We're not even getting any money from this.
No.
The ads at the beginning and end just pay for us our hosting.
Yeah,
so we don't have to pay for hosting anymore. And
that's
We've made $0.
We made $0. We're so poor.
We're so poor.
I'm going to another continent to have a better life.
Yeah.
That's how poor we are.
And I'm just waiting for the cold hand of death to come upon me.
So
if there's some way you can support the channel, yeah, that'd be great.
Maybe tell your friends.
Tell your friends to listen.
Tell your family.
Because if we get a lot of people on, then we could start getting ads. Because then I could start reading like about Casper Mattresses or
yeah.
Squarespace or Blue Apron.
Or Blue Apron, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to those guys. We'll
yeah. Please.
We need some money.
Please. So now that we've begged people to listen to us, should Kevin James ever start?
No.
No, he shouldn't.
He should never start.
He should have never started.
Kevin
James,
never
start.
Hi, guys. Good to see you.
Look at this pairing, the two of you. Is this the first
time? The odd couple.
The two of you have worked together?
Worked together, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us about this film. So you are an author.
It's hard to follow the premise.
Yeah,
it's a very, it's tough that way, but it's, yeah, I'm an author, trying to be an author. So I do a lot of research on international assassins and stuff like that, and I find out so much that I am mistaken for, you know, they think I know, because I stumble upon some information, they think only a real assassin would know this.
Would know
and
things.
Then I get abducted, and I get to meet the great Andy Garcia in a faraway land.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of goes from there, and I got to try to convince myself that I'm not that.
I want him to assassinate, because he's such a great assassin, I want him to assassinate the president of my country.
Okay.
Of course you do.
Thank you.